So the national championship game in the books, and I feel like the biggest story coming out of this isn't that Kirby Smart finally got over on Nick Saban, the Alabama head coach. It's whether or not Stetson Bennett, the fourth quarterback for the Georgia Bulldogs, was still drunk this morning on Good Morning America when he did his appearance. Here's the audio. He's on with Michael Strahan, and I believe and Robin Roberts, and I believe that this is not a hungover quarterback. This is somebody who still has some booze flowing through his system.
Good morning, my friend. How you feeling this morning after that incredible performance last night? Have you had a chance to get any sleep?
Yeah, you know, a few hours. Not many. I've been wondering about.
Well, you're going to have plenty of time to sleep. Congratulations. And what a story. Not just the Bulldogs, but you. I mean, you start your career there at Georgia. You're a walk-on. You transfer to a junior college. You come back to Georgia. You know, so many people overlooked you. What have you learned about yourself during this journey?
I always had a pretty constant view about myself. I think I learned that life's hard. You got to work for what you want. You got to bet on yourself, just like, you know, all you guys, and just like Michael and, you know, everybody here, everybody who's ever been successful, you got to bet on yourself. And other people might put in some, you know, change on the odds, but, you know, that never really matters. You got to work hard, love the people who's around you. They got to love you, and bet on yourself.
Just bet on yourself, man. Bet on yourself. That's just the way to go.
Yeah,
is he still drunk?
There's pictures on social media, obviously, of Stetson Bennett the fourth drinking, you know, the Pappy and drinking some crazy seltzer, spiked seltzers. Some of those were I didn't quite recognize.
I haven't seen all the photos yet of all the
Pappy Van Winkle, but yeah, it's like, do the damn thing, man. He's 23, legal age. He had a miserable SEC championship game, and hats off to Kirby Smart for sticking with Stetson Bennett, who I would have benched in the second half of that Alabama game, knowing you're going to play Alabama again. I would have bought JT Daniels in, and I would have seen what I could do with him, because the formula to beat Alabama is to have a super quarterback and really just kind of play out of your gourd and then beat them. And it was interesting because Georgia took on the role of Alabama last night. Kirby Smart really has built another version of Alabama, but the traditional Alabama, not this high-flying, loose-wheeling Nick Saban that we've seen the last two or three years with Alabama. Rather, his traditional, let's play some defense, let's run the football, let's just be way more athletic than you are on defense. I thought the pressure that Alabama's front was able to get on Bryce Young last night was the difference in that game. Alabama couldn't run the football. Then once Jameson Williams got hurt, they didn't have the players who could make plays down the field against Alabama. So it became really Bryce Young just getting the snot kicked out of him. And props to that kid, because he stood in the pocket and he got hammered, but made some plays, just couldn't make enough of them for Alabama to win yet another national championship.
Another, right?
Another one, is, DJ Khaled, DJ Nick Saban.
We the best. They are the best, and they'll be back in this situation next year too. Can't say the same thing for Clemson, but I can certainly. But by the way, one quick aside. So ESPN's doing the megacast, right? You got the main feed for the championship game on ESPN. You got the Texas A&M coaches room on ESPN2, a variety of different things that were going on. SEC Network had some variation on the game. You know what the ACC Network was showing?
No, I don't.
Clemson's national championship over Alabama. It's like, who's watching that on a Monday night with the national championship game? Is there a Clemson fan so in their feels about this season they plowed through all the Cheez-Its after a glorious Cheez-It Bowl win that they're like, no, I refuse to watch this game. I'm going to console myself by watching the ACC network. They don't meter the ACC network, but I'd love to know who the person was who decided, no, you know what? I'll find out what happened in that game later. I want to revisit Clemson's national championship over Alabama. That's just like, I respect the pettiness of the ACC network programmers to put that on the national championship game. But again, who's watching that? Regardless, sorry for the tangent. It's just something that cracked me up last night when I was looking at my Hulu live channel feed. So with the national championship in the books, it doesn't take long to discuss entirely way too early power rankings for next season. What the top 25 preseason is going to look like. I've seen everything from ESPN's power rankings, 24/7 sports power rankings. And as we got in the Hey Joe segment, there were a lot of questions about NC State and how they're going to be in the preseason top 25 and how it's going to be funny that they're the ones who are going to get the attention in the offseason after what North Carolina just went through as a preseason top 10 and all the hype around Sam Howell and how that season ended in disaster with a Mayo Bowl loss to South Carolina. Here's the thing. Not that I want to be well actually guy on this particular topic, because I get the jokes. I get the comparison. I really do. Trust me, especially after a season where Dave Doran complained about lack of respect. Got it. Registered. However, they're not the same situation. NC State deserves to be a preseason top 25 team. Just like North Carolina deserved to be a preseason top 25 team. You know what NC State doesn't deserve this upcoming season? A preseason top 10 ranking. You know what North Carolina didn't deserve last year? A preseason top 10 ranking. Here's another thing. NC State, and the reason why I say they deserve one, is because they're bringing everybody back. They don't have the sexy quarterback in Devin Leary in the same way that North Carolina has Sam Howell, which elevates. That's a reason why North Carolina ended up in the preseason top 10. They also don't have a coach that's as charismatic as Mack Brown. Dave Doran, frequent guest on this program. I don't think I'm going to say anything out of turn that anybody over at the NC State football office is going to get mad at when I say that Dave Doran just is not a charismatic coach for the media. He might be charismatic behind the scenes. He might be charismatic with recruits. He might be charismatic on the pulled pork circuit, whatever. He's just not that guy when it comes to national media attention. It is what it is. Whereas Mack Brown can win anybody over. The dude, as the cliche would say, can sell ice to an Eskimo, right? That's the cliche. So this is one of those things where I get the jokes. I get the people pointing out what's going to happen with NC State. But there is no similarity whatsoever. NC State is bringing people back. NC State has a solid group of veteran players who just put together a big season. Do they have some guys to replace? Yeah, on the running back side they do. But Julio,
that would be the similarity, the two running backs.
Now those
two, but their two running backs, NC State's two running backs, were not as productive or meant as much to the offense as North Carolina's running backs did in 2020. We can agree on that.
We can agree on that. I'm not saying that that's not something to look at for NC State to fix, but the differences between the running back production, as you just pointed out, is massive.
Yeah.
The other thing, too, is that North Carolina's hype was based on a lot of assumptions that we saw in a bowl game loss.
Yes.
All right?
That was quite the Kaiser Sose trick that Mack Brown pulled. They break the bowl system by not showing up for their first major bowl appearance in 70 years. And then they lose by two scores, and it somehow turned into a moral victory that springboarded them into the offseason. And that truly is, that was the magic of Mack Brown and nothing else.
Yes. So they're not the same thing in any way, shape, or form. NC State being in the top 25 in the preseason or getting some preseason love makes absolute sense. So did North Carolina for a variety of reasons. But in no way, shape, or form did they need to be showing up in the top 10. None. And last year I said this because of the exact reasons I just laid out. We're making a hell of a lot of assumptions for North Carolina, or we were making a hell of a lot of assumptions for North Carolina. And nobody wanted to hear it. Nobody wanted to hear it. Ah, well, you're just being a hater. Ah, well, you know what? How can you watch that bowl game and not just think that they're going to take that next step? because bowl performance does not translate to the following season. I mean, how much college football do you have to watch to understand that? Unless you're a blue blood program, which neither North Carolina or NC State is. That's why I've actually been convinced that the best thing that could have happened to NC State for this offseason is the fact that they didn't play that bowl game against UCLA. It's the best thing that could have happened to them. I get that it sucked. Don't get me wrong. I know they wanted the number 10 win. I know that families went out there and they missed Christmas and everything else. But if you're focusing on what the larger picture issue
is, Christmas
I'm trying to bring
is
up,
where you are, Joe. You can't miss Christmas. It's where you are.
It's the friends you made along the way. But having not played that game, assuming that you would have crushed UCLA, man, offseason set for NC State. Of course, now the thing is they got to back it up, which the one thing I will say for NC State and Dave Doran specifically is that after you've spent an entire season playing the disrespect card, you're going to get the respect this upcoming season. Now the question is, can you actually do it? Can you actually back that up and not just look like another pretender that we see in college football all the time of take us seriously, only to follow that up with a season that's not so great. We've seen it countless of times.
So you're down on Clemson for next year, as you've said a couple of different times.
Oh, I've been down on Clemson.
Can I change your mind with this tangential fact, if you will?
Sure.
On the Chinese calendar, do you know what year it is? 2022?
It's the year of the Tiger.
It's the year of the Tiger, Joe! Clemson's back! It's not the Bulldogs. I don't need to get Gonzaga. I'm back on Dabo. It's the year of the Tiger. You like cats?
Do you? Yes.
What?
Do you think?
I look these things up, man. After last night, I saw the Bulldogs. I was all excited. I'm like, yes, it's a sign. It's a sign. No, literally, it was a sign that said, "Year of the Dogs." No, it's the year of the Tiger.
Do you think that Dabo already has those talking points ready to go for yes. ACC kickoff in July?
Who would you rather be this offseason? Seriously, Dave Doran, where you're going to get a lot of respect and you're going to get a lot of people patting you on the back, or would you rather be Dabo Swinney, where a lot of people are going to doubt? Let's be honest now. Let's go back to that opener when Clemson was healthy. It was 10-3. So Clemson, yes, struggled on the offensive side of the ball. Clemson's yeah. defense was right there with Georgia's defense in week one. So I think you got to remember there were a lot of injuries. Those players were young. I'm not saying Clemson's offensive line is magically going to be better. I'm not saying DJ Uiagalelei is magically going to be better. But what I am saying is Clemson's defense, even without Brent Venables, is going to be fairly stout.
To answer your question, I would rather be Dabo next year.
Of course. Of course, because now people are going to doubt him. And not only that, you have the better roster. You do. You don't have a better quarterback. Devin Leary is a better quarterback. Don't misinterpret what I'm saying to you. NC State's, there's nothing wrong with NC State's roster. But what I'm saying to you is when you look at the talent that Clemson had injuries with and now who they're bringing back, and you add in the doubt, I mean, it's like a fantasy. Are you kidding?